Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're this week looking at the readings given, the first reading given at Mass each day, touching on it in the sections from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. We're getting a chunk of it each day, and the core of it is focusing this week on the principle of justification and how God makes fallen human beings like us sinners, how he makes us righteous by his grace in initial justification. And Paul's teaching here is powerful, beautiful, somewhat challenging at different times to be able to fully understand what he's saying. So I just want to touch on some of the themes. And if you didn't have a chance to tune into the program yesterday, we left off around chapter 4 of Romans, verse 20, verse 21, right in there. I'm going to pick it up and go from there, because this is at the heart of what Christianity is all about. As we said yesterday, Christianity in its essence is new life. Really, justification means new life. It means participating and sharing in God's life. And it's the transforming reality of God acting through Jesus in his life, death, passion, resurrection from the dead, ascension into glory, and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the very life that raised Jesus from the dead, poured out, and now through the gospel, the good news about Jesus' saving work that the apostles preached right from the day of Pentecost, that through the grace of the Spirit brought conviction to human hearts who were listening, and the response to the truth that Peter preached about who Jesus is, what he's done, that he's Lord now, that he's destroyed the powers of sin and death. He brought down the kingdom of darkness, and he's made a way for the human race who were alienated from God, estranged from God. Even Paul uses the phrase enemies of God, and under a dominion and a power which we could not break through, the powers of sin and death. It's access through the preaching of the good news that they heard that day on Pentecost and have for 2,000 years, the saving work of Jesus offered to those who are hearing with the grace of the Holy Spirit that opens the mind and heart to the power of this message and brings conviction to the human heart, which leads to what? A desire to respond. How do I get this life? Yes, what you're saying about sin and the rest, I see it in me, but I want this new life that's in Jesus. How does that happen? Through repentance, that is turning toward the Lord, receiving his diagnosis of who we are, the condition that we're in, and receiving the offer of salvation that comes from being united to Jesus in baptism. And in baptism, receiving the gift of new life, this justification. We are made right with God. You know, so justification, really different kinds of definitions, catechism and other places. It's God's act of declaring a sinner righteous by grace through faith in Christ, not by works of the law, as Paul said in Romans 3:28. It's both the forgiveness of sins and the interior renewal of the person. Our sins are washed away in baptism through the blood of Jesus Christ. That alone, that blood is the only thing that can wash human beings free from the stain of original sin and the reality of sin in our lives. And then he cleanses us by his precious blood. And then cleansing us, he sets us apart to be made holy by his indwelling presence in us in the Holy Spirit. This, friends, is grace. This is the essence of grace. This is God's free gift to us. This is the part of the journey of salvation that we do not earn in any way, shape, or form. It's given to us because we trusted, like we said with Abraham yesterday. Abraham trusted God's promise. He bet everything on God. And he believed God was a truth teller. And he accepted it and oriented his entire life to it and received the promises that he was given, that his barren wife would have a son and his descendants would be like the stars, the sky, the sands of the seashore. He believed it even when in the natural, it was absolutely impossible. but he trusted God. That's what didn't happen in the garden. Adam and Eve did not trust God. They did not surrender and abandon themselves to his what he deserved, doing justice to God, to give to God what belongs to God. So we left off yesterday, and this, I'll begin with chapter 4, verse 20, and then move into chapter 5. This beautiful line is just wonderful to read again, where Paul's talking about Abraham. Abraham, no distrust made him waver concerning the promise of God. That's where we want to go, friends. We want to know God's promises. We want to receive God's promises. And we want to lean on those promises in such a way with our entire enterprise of our life that if God wasn't there, we'd fall flat on our face. Total abandonment of ourselves in trust to God. Becoming nomads of faith, like Abraham was when he left everything he had built, brought the whole tribe with him, going to a promised land where he didn't even know where it was. He bet everything on the Lord. He went all in. And then it said, but he grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God. When we give glory to God by believing God, trusting God, celebrating his promises, pursuing his promises, talking about what God has done, sharing it, believing in it, betting everything on it. That gives glory to God. Verse 21, he was fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. This is what the Holy Spirit wants to help you and me with every day. And the Lord's desire is that every single human being would come down this path to teach us through the grace and power of the Holy Spirit to know in our knower at the depth of our being that God is able and God is faithful. God is a truth teller. God is not a man that he should lie. You can bet everything on his promise. That's why his faith was reckoned to him as righteousness, Paul reminds us here. So righteousness is something God gives us. He makes our relationship with him right through Jesus, through his beloved son. Verse 23, but the words it was reckoned to him were written not for his sake alone, but for ours as well. So Abraham's faith was reckoned as righteousness because he was disposed radically to God in a way we ought to be disposed. Verse 24, but it's ours also. It will be reckoned to us who believe in him that raised from the dead Jesus our Lord. Verse 25, who was put to death for our trespasses and raised for our justification. That's one of the shortest summaries, that sentence, half of verse 25, of the gospel, of the good news. It could be summarized here. Jesus our Lord, put to death for our sins, raised for our justification. That's at the very core of Christianity. The sin problem that Jesus comes to deal with. He comes to save sinners, as St. Paul tells us in his letter to Timothy. How did that happen? Jesus was put to death on a cross. Jesus died on a cross. He made his offering of his life as a living sacrifice, an act of love, of radical obedience, humbling himself, demonstrating what real love looks like and what total abandonment to God the Father looks like, what we're called to imitate. And he was raised to new life, new creation, new humanity, all of it born in the person of Jesus, God's new beginning for the human race that will last for all eternity. New life in Jesus, that's justification, being brought from death to life. Jesus went from death to life. The Father raised him. This perfect son, this perfect offering, this perfect love, he was raised and exalted by the Father, the beloved Son. And from the right hand of the Father, he's made Lord. He's made King. All authority in heaven and earth has been given to him. A way has been made for the human race, for salvation, for eternal salvation, of participating in the life of God. It's happened only in Jesus, only through Jesus, and what he's established in his church, his body, his living body. It's a good one to commit to memory, good passage. It will be reckoned to us who believe in him that raised from the dead Jesus our Lord. So begin with Jesus our Lord, who was put to death for our trespasses, raised for our justification. Why are you a Christian? Because I have accepted Jesus Christ, I've been baptized into Jesus Christ, and he's the one who put to death all the power of sin, including my sins. He came to take them away so that I could be raised to new life, and that's justification. Verse 5, therefore, since we were justified by faith, made righteous, brought into right relationship with God, received the new life here, since we were justified through faith, by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The human race, in its fallen condition, was not at peace with God. And man could not fix that. We couldn't fix it on our own strength. Jesus made peace. He dealt with the rebellion, the sin, the pride, the demonic powers, the enslavement to sin and death, which we'll be talking about as the week goes on, what that means. And he made peace. And he made us children of God. Verse 2, chapter 5, through him we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in our hope of sharing the glory of God. That's another just astounding sentence. Through him, through Jesus, we've obtained something, friends. We have access. We didn't have access to God the Father. We have access to this grace, that is the grace of new life, the grace of becoming a child of God, in which we stand. You stand on this rock, this truth that is Christ, that will never be shaken. And we rejoice in our hope. And if we believe this, friends, hope here is confidence in God's promises, just like Abraham was confident, betting everything on the promise of participating in the glory of God for eternity that's given to us through the life, death, passion, resurrection of Jesus. We rejoice in our hope of sharing the glory of God. Friends, if we meditate on this and we get help from the Holy Spirit, this awareness, this hope will be the source of an unshakable joy, a transforming understanding of our identity. Absolute, this is where joy flows from, these realities. More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, endurance produces character, character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us. Why? Because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. This is the essence right here of Christianity. God's love has been poured into us. God loved us. We were his enemies, and he loved us. And that love is poured into the core of our being, into our hearts. How? Through the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, who comes to dwell in us. And we become temples of the living God. And from the core of our being, we believe, we live. Faith, hope, and love drives us, moves us, lifts us, strengthens us. God's gift. Receive it radically. Respond to it totally. That's our call, friends. Let's do it together. Hope you can join me tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future, and it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.